Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Hi, I'm Jamel. I'm Mary Jo's daughter. And my father died when I was about 8 years old, and so I grew up without a dad until recently. My mom married Neil Calkins about 5 years ago, and he's really changed our lives and our whole family. He takes really, really good care of my mom. He makes her so happy. She's a totally different woman. He does everything she wants. He plants her flowers and takes good care of her. And he's a really good dad to Phil and I because he didn't really have a dad either. He gives us Bible studies, and he gives us lots of good advice, and he's always there when we need him, like around the house. And he's a really good grandpa, which means a lot to me. I didn't think that my kids would have a grandfather, and he plays with them all the time. And I just want to encourage all the men out there, if you know somebody that doesn't have children, a spiritual father is really important. The kids need a dad or somebody to be there for them and encourage them. Just fathers are really important. I didn't really know it until I got one. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamil. I would also like to take this opportunity to remind you that aside from our earthly father, God has really provided us with a spiritual father here at New Hope International. And he's an ordinary man with just an extraordinary heart and a passion, you know, for what God is doing here on earth, and he has been used to truly bless the nations.
Yes, we grew up in this house in the security and protection under our spiritual father, and without him, we wouldn't be where we were right now.
On behalf of New Hope International and all the members here, our family, we would like to honor our spiritual father, Pastor Lau.
Pastor Lau, we just want to thank you so much for just loving and caring all of us with a genuine heart. And we want you to know that we just love you so much. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate you. And, we are the product of your labor of love. So we want to just wish you a happy Father's Day.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say a little bit about my dad. I haven't done this for a few years, so I have some fresh things to say. I think the best thing about my dad is that he really leads me to Christ. And I want to expand on that a little by kind of giving you some examples. Like, if I have a problem, my friends' dads, you know, they try to fix it. You know, dads like to fix problems. They want to find you the solution, call a lawyer, do this, do that, to, you know, get you out of the problem. But with my dad, all through the years, all the times we've been growing up with him, his solution is God. Every single time. His solution first is prayer. Not, oh, call this person first, oh, and then pray later. It's always pray first. I mean, that's his instinct, is to just get on your knees. And that's really the true solution to all my problems, really, is to go to God. So I really, really thank him for that. And then, what else? Okay, so anybody who knows my dad knows how much he loves to take pictures, right? And I just want to appreciate him for that, because as I was young, I didn't really understand the kind of the blessing in that. He documents our pretty much like our entire lives and then puts them on CDs for us and makes albums for us and emails the pictures to us. And it's really such a blessing to know that he cherishes his time with us, and he cherishes it so much. He doesn't just take the picture. He takes that and he makes it into something really usable. And I'm so blessed to have a father who's, my whole life has been documented, like on film or camera. And he really takes his time to spend time with us. He makes sure we go on a family vacation every year. And, I mean, that's probably the best memories of my life, our family vacations. We do them once a year, and he just, you know, he's there, and he's just having so much fun with us. I don't know. It's just a special time for me because, you know, he's kind of busy during the year. So for that week, I just have him 24 hours a day, and I know he makes sure he has that week for us every single year. You know what I mean? One last thing I'll say is that as I've grown, as I've kind of become an adult, I guess, he's really become my friend. I mean, we talk, and I mean, more than a father, too, he's my friend, and I talk to him about all my problems, and he listens, and he always has time for me. And I really appreciate that. And I don't think I thought of him as a friend when I was younger, but he is definitely a friend to me now. So thank you, Dad, and I love you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tanida. Thank all the dads who love God and serve God in the church. I'm so proud of this house, this family. Amen. Why don't we give hand to all the fathers in this room again. Definitely today I will talk about fathers because it's a Father's Day. And many of you may be thinking that this is not the message for me because I'm not a father. I'm a single man, or maybe I'm a child or a young kid. Or maybe you say, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I am a single woman. How this message gonna be related to me? Definitely it will be related to you. Because if you are a mom or a wife, what you learn today, you need to really pray for your husband and really pray specifically for what you learn today. And also you need to support him to grow in the Lord. If you are a single woman, definitely it will impact your life, because from now on you will be looking for a man who will be a godly father for your children. Not just somebody who good looking, not just somebody who come in with a very expensive car and a lot of cash and a lot of credit card and pay for you, but will be somebody who will be a model to your children. You're gonna start to look and pray specifically that God will send you a man that will be a godly father to your future children. If you are children, definitely one day you may get married and you may become fathers yourself. So this message, in fact, is applicable to everybody in this room. And I pray that God will speak to you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we believe, Father, that you will speak to your people. You are the greatest and the best father we can follow. And we want to learn from your word today the meanings and the importance of being a godly father who will fulfill the responsibility of fathers. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to give introduction to this sermon by reading some Old Testament scripture. Suppose that a father fails to fulfill the responsibility of the father. What's going to happen to the family? Suppose that the fathers in a nation fail to fulfill the responsibility of a father. What will happen to the nation? Do you know why God called Abraham? And he said that you shall be a father of many nations. You will be a great and powerful nation. And you and I become children of Abraham. The reason God can say that to Abraham, because God knew that Abraham will fulfill his responsibility of a good father. That's why he become a great nation. So fathers have impact on the future, on the next generation. And who want to be that kind of father? Before we go into that in detail, I want to let you know that the whole chapter in the Bible talk about blessings and curses. And that chapter is Deuteronomy chapter 28. The first 14 verses talk about the blessings of family, the blessing of people. But from verses 15 to 56, the Bible talk about curses. And I want to read one of the curses that is very remarkable for us to understand. That is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 41. You shall beget sons and daughters, but shall not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. When Moses wrote this scripture, the Hebrew language for you is masculine. So he primarily addressed this issue to fathers, not to women. And not only that, when the Bible used the word beget, that term is referred to a father procreating a son or a daughter. So this scripture is primarily referring to the father or address the issue to the father, not exclusively. Mom need to know too. But the father need to understand that if we don't take responsibility of a father, if we don't obey the word of God, and we don't walk in holiness and walk in obedience to God, the blessing come from obedience and the curses come from rebellion and disobedience. If we obey God, we can enjoy our children. But one of the curses of disobedient or disobeying God is not enjoying your children. Do you know that one of the greatest blessings for a family is to have children? And God wants children to be a blessing to you, not to be a burden to you. And if you don't obey God, what happened? You will not enjoy your children anymore. How many fathers in this society enjoy their children? How many fathers in this society have a lot of headaches because of their children? And why they don't enjoy their children? Why the children run away and get into problem? Because the father themselves do not obey the Lord and fulfill the responsibility that God talked in the Bible. The Bible also say that not only you don't enjoy your children, but also your children gonna get into captivities. Every time we read the word captivity, we think about the movie of the Roman army marching into a city and then conquer that city and capture all the citizens, put the chain on, and walk out of the city as captive or prisoners. But the Bible is not talking about only the army invading a country, but we're talking about demonic influence, demonic army or satanic army come in and put captivity on your children. That's why today in our society, we see so many children get into captivity of drugs, alcohol, and pornography, sexual immorality, rebellion, problem after problem in our society today. I remember we went to Westlake Mall. We saw a lot of homeless kids there, the teenagers, sitting there with weird hair, punky hair, with some weird thing in their body. And I look at them, I come to the conclusion from looking at the scripture that adult delinquents bring forth juvenile delinquent. Don't blame those children. But the problem started from the father in the home. When the fathers do not take responsibility of a godly father, the children get into trouble. They're going to get into captivity. Amen. Now I want to read more Old Testament scripture about father and children. And I want to tell you one of the responsibilities of father is recorded in Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. If whether you are natural children, natural father, or spiritual father, this is your responsibility as fathers. Malachi 2:7 says, "For the priest's lips should guard and keep pure the knowledge of my law. And the people should seek, inquire for, or require instruction at his mouth. For he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts." One of the responsibilities of a father is to become a priest of his own home. And what is the responsibility of a priest? The priest needs to know God, need to have relationship with God, and need to know the law of God, need to be able to explain the law of God. And the family members can come to this priest or the father and learn the instruction of the Lord. So if a father fail to know the word of God, if a father doesn't care about knowing God, doesn't have relationship with God, the children will never learn any instruction from God, will never learn how to have relationship with God. And that curse come in, that they cannot enjoy the children anymore. Captivity will come into their children in the home because the father failed to know the word of God. I want to encourage all the men to come to the men breakfast on June 28th. Don't think this way that, you know, I know the Bible already. I don't need to know more. You need to know more. You need to hear. The more you hear, the more faith you have. Amen. I want to encourage all the fathers in this room, take serious about walking with God, getting to know Him personally, and get into the Word, learning the Bible, studying the Bible, get all the CD, listen to all the MP3 and teaching in the church. Listen carefully and get to know the Word of God. Because that is the job of a priest, is to know the Word of God and explain the Word of God to your children. Amen. Let's look at what happened when the priest or the father fails to take that responsibility. What happened to the family? What happened to the society, to the nation, and to the civilization? Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says, my people, my children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you, the priestly nation, you remember the Bible said that all the Christians are royal priesthood. We are priests to God. We need to know the word. And one of the job of the priest is to know the word and explain the word. I will also reject you that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. You can see the relationship between priesthood, knowing the law, and the outcome, the result of the children in that civilization, the children in that family, in that nation. What's going to happen to the next generation depends on the priest or the father of this generation. The Bible says that if you ignore the word of God, you don't care about the word of God, you don't practice the word, you don't fear God, you don't live a life that follow the law of God, and you don't even know God yourself, God going to reject you from being a priest in your own home. I'm not preaching this to condemn anybody. But I think we need to hear the truth from the Bible. Because the truth will set us free. That we need to really take serious about the word of God and knowing God. And not only God will reject you as his priest. The Lord say also, I will forget your children. Is that a solemn thought? That God forget our children. What does it mean? It means that God from heaven looked down into the earth. Seemed like he didn't see your children. He doesn't look at your children anymore. Your children are there, but he act like they are not there. They don't receive the favor of God. They don't receive the grace of God. They are insignificant in his eyes. Because God forget your children. If you don't really take serious about knowing the word of God. Amen. If you really want to see God, give favor to your children. And always remember your children. You need to be a father who takes responsibility of knowing the word and sharing the word of God with your children. Amen. This is very important. And thank God that God did not end the Old Testament with all these scary thoughts about God forgetting my children and God will forget about me and God will reject me as a priest. Go on into the New Testament. God say, all these curses can be broken. I want to encourage all the children in this room. When I say children, you may be 50 years old, but your dad did not perform the function, was not a good priest. I have the good news to tell you. Even though your dad failed, but once you become a Christian, Jesus say in Galatians chapter 3 that by his blood on the cross, the cross cut the curse out of you. So when you enter into the kingdom of God by knowing Jesus Christ, that curse of being forgotten, the curse of being in captivity can be set free by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. No matter how many times your dad make mistake, you can be set free. But I'm not talking about you today. I'm talking about the future, talking about your children as you are the father. If you want your children to really live a life of blessing, you need to be a priest in your own home. You see how God cares about father and children so much. Do you know that the last two scriptures The last passage in the Old Testament, God talked about father and children. Listen one more time. The last two scriptures of the Old Testament, God talked about father and children. It means that He is a father and He cares for the children so much. He knows that the civilization and the nation will not last if the fathers do not perform the function and fulfill their responsibility. I'm going to read the last two scriptures in the Old Testament to you. Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 to 6 are the last two scriptures of the Old Testament. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And he shall turn and reconcile the hearts of the estranged fathers to the ungodly children, and the hearts of the rebellious children to the piety of their fathers, a reconciliation produced by repentance of the ungodly. Lest, you see, God warn us, if the fathers do not repent, if the fathers do not get right with God, and turn to the children first, the children will not turn to the father. And what happens if the family is broken down? If the family is divided up because the father and children and the mother all don't get along, curses come into the family, what going to happen to that civilization or that nation? Lest I come and smite the land with a curse and a ban of utter destruction. God say that destruction too will come to a civilization if a father or the fathers do not take the responsibility. Wow. All the men in this room, if you're single, it's not just about having a girlfriend and get married and have kids and get pregnant like this, walk around with a big tummy. And yeah, I'm a father now. No, it's a big, awesome responsibility that you really take care of your children and you become a priest of your home and you really know your God and you really take responsibility to teach the word of God to your children. You need to know the word of God. Amen. I pray that this teaching will really wake you up and really shape you to become what Jesus wants you to be. Amen. The destiny of America, the destiny of your home, the destiny of this civilization depends on the commitment of the fathers in this society today, of this generation. Amen. Now I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. I'm going to give you some practical points here, how to be a father who takes responsibility. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You can see here that I'm directing this scripture to the father in this room. There are two issues here in this scripture. Number one, we need to have a strong relationship with God. Number two, we need to know the law of God. Why God start with love your God with all your heart instead of starting with the word law? Yesterday I have a conversation with Tanida. Tanida said that she got a book from her friend that talk about God. After she finished the book, the whole book talk about you cannot just have the law without having relationship with the Father. If you only know the law and just try to practice the law, it's going to be a burden. It's going to be another religion. It's going to be self-righteousness. I can do the law. And you cannot do it anyway. Actually, God gave the law to us so that it will become a mirror to show to us that how imperfect and how weak we are. We can do the law only if we have relationship with God and filled with the Holy Spirit. When you have relationship with God, you love Him so much, then to do the law will become a second nature to you. You don't need to force yourself to obey Him anymore. You don't need to act like I'm a religious person, I obey the law. But it's going to become your lifestyle. I come to church today not because I have the law of coming to church. I come to church today because I love to come to church. I love the Father. I love to hang out with the presence of God. Last Friday, when I lay hand on people, people fall under the power. I lay on the ground. God spoke to me. This is not about falling. This is not about laughter. This is not about physical manifestation. This is about relationship. That these children of mine, they're hungry for me so much. And they want the Holy Spirit to fill their life. And they're willing to lie on the floor to spend time with the Father. In the eyes of man, falling on the ground may look like stupid. May look like, what is going on here? This is crazy. But in the eyes of the Father in heaven, He looked down and said, good. These people humbled themselves to seek me and they want to spend time with me on the floor. They humbled themselves. My daughter, Trinidad, told me that I thank my dad that he bring the Holy Spirit to the church because it will help us not to be religious. Help us not to be legalistic. You know, if you know the Lord, this is a problem in Christian community. If you know the Lord so much without the Holy Spirit, what you're going to do? You're going to begin to touch other churches that they don't know. You begin to touch other family. You begin to touch your own pastor. Because I know more. I go to that class and he doesn't know what I learned from my class. No, knowing the law is for you to know the limitation that God gives to you. And so that you can understand what the Holy Spirit is going to work to you. And you can teach your children out of your lifestyle. It's not about what you say. But it's about your lifestyle. Let me read the scripture. Continue in verse 6. And this word which I command you today shall be in your heart. So you need to keep the law in your heart. You need to have a relationship with God. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And shall talk of them when you sit in your house. So in other words, you can have a formal teaching to your children. Last night, we have family altar. My children come with me in our family room. And then we pray together, we pray for one another, we pray for people in the church, and after that, we study the book of Daniel together. I taught them the Bible, how to read the Bible. That is a formal way of teaching the Bible. But the Bible also said, should talk of them when you sit in your house. Sometimes I purposefully just go down and sit on the couch and watch TV with my children. Sometimes the movie in the TV come up with a guy and a girl who just know each other for maybe 5 minutes. And suddenly, they're on the bed. And start to have some kind of picture and things going on sexually. That is the time I talk the Bible. I say, Paul and Joy, this is not right. Sex is for marriage. You cannot find a guy for 5 minutes and sleep on the bed. This is not acceptable to the Lord. I'm not opening the Bible. I'm not trying to preach to them. But I share and talk what God say. When we drive in the car, we may talk about giving. We may talk about loving members in the church. Let's pray for the member. Don't get mad at them. Sometimes people can come into their nerves. Sometimes some member may step on the toes of my children. And they come to me and say, Dad, that person talked very bad to me on Sunday. Then we say, cool down. Love them. It's a blessing to have them in the church. Just love them and pray for them. You see, talk the Bible. We talk the lifestyle of Christian. We don't just open the Bible and teach. And the Bible says, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, when you rise up, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and shall be on the frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. What does it mean? It means that you are not just teaching them. You are training them. You remember the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You don't just teach your children, but you train your children. What does it mean, teaching and training? Teaching means mental. You give mental information. They know what is right, what is wrong. But training is the will. Doing it. Becoming a lifestyle. How do you train your children? You don't train your children by just teaching. You train your children by setting good example. Showing the life. When you lie down, when you sit up, when you walk, They see you as a living Bible every single day. That you obey the word of God. You know your God. You have relationship with God. Whenever you have trouble, you start to pray and you depend on God. They watch you. The children will watch you. Wow, my dad. He prayed when he faced trouble. He did not complain. He did not have a bad attitude. But he keep his attitude right. And he talk good about people. They watch you. They learn from your example. You walk the talk. You don't just talk the talk. But you walk the talk. And then that's the way you train them since they are young. My dear brother and sister, one of the medical knowledge that I learned from medical school is that protection is better than treatment. You train people to protect themselves better than letting them get something bad first and then try to treat them. The same thing, you train your children since they are very young. They grow up, they see you as a pattern of life that you obey the word of God, you love the word of God. 2 days ago, my secretary walked into my room and suddenly Pastor Da called me. And I picked up the phone. And after I hung up the phone, I was talking in Thai to her. And my secretary said, I know you talk to your wife, not to your kids. I asked her, how do you know? I notice every time you pick up the phone and talk to Da, your voice is different. You will be soft. You will be very sweet. People can detect. I don't talk to my wife on the phone. Hello. Hi, honey. What else? What's next? And my kids watch me, how I treat my wife. And when they grow up, they're going to treat their wife and their spouse that way. Because they watch your life, how you treat your spouse. Amen? My dear brothers and sisters, samples of your life is better than the precept you teach. Actions speak louder than words. Love draws. Love that draws people to God is better than law that demand. You need to lead your family with love, with understanding. Sometimes when I get a phone call from my daughter at certain time, not only my daughter, my son too. And when the first sentence come up, Dad, I have something to tell you. I don't like to hear that. Maybe the car crash. Maybe get the ticket. And then my premium going to go up. I think right away, premium go up. Oh, 3 more years. So painful. Dad, I'm sorry. I just got a ticket or something like that. I need to control my flesh. And start to count 1, 2... Yesterday, I just watched the movie called The Hulk. He has to do something like this to control his anger. I was thinking about that phone call. But I don't do it in my tummy like that. Like this. I do it in my spirit. My tummy, my spirit inside me just control myself. And I speak nicely and quietly and calmly. Okay, okay, we pray. And I will call the lawyer for you or something like that. Amen. They watch you to see that you are losing temper all the time or not. How you treat people around you. When you have conversation in your car, they watch you how you talk about people in the church. And they learn from you. Therefore, fathers in this room, I like to encourage you. The first thing that you need to do to be a good father is to shape up your own life. And to become a committed disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, really get serious commitment to God, grow in the Lord, keep knowing God more, have relationship with God, and knowing the Word of God. It's your primary responsibility to teach, to train, and set good example to your children. It's not the church responsibility. It's your responsibility. Amen. Don't put this responsibility to the vacation Bible school. No, it's your responsibility. That is just a kind of hors d'oeuvre, backup. But the primary responsibility is the dad need to teach the children. Teach them and train them. Guide them to know God, not to you. Guide them to know God. And eventually, they will find the purpose for their own life themselves. God has purpose for them. And what happened after that? They will walk in the way they should go. Train them. Amen. I want to encourage all the dads in this room. Progress spiritually. Keep growing. Keep knowing God more. Being hungry for God. If you are not tied up with anything, anytime the door of the church opens, come here and be in the presence of God. Watch your attitude. Control your attitude. Because your attitude, if it's bad, is going to spill into your children in your home and it's going to poison your family. Every time you start to have bad attitudes, stop it. Just treat yourself very harshly. Like this on yourself. Stop it. Don't have bad attitude. Stop it. Sometimes you need to be harsh on yourself. Amen. I'm not harsh to you, but you have to be harsh on yourself. If you have bad attitude, stop it. Watch your mouth too. Pray for your children and praise them and listen to them. Praise them. If they do right, praise them. Listen to them. Talk positive about them. When you see your children, don't say, oh, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. You'll never make it. You're going to be under all the time. You will never do anything good. Don't say that because you open the door for the devil to work in your children's life. Speak positive. You're going to be successful. You're going to be anointed man and woman of God. Speak positive to your children all the time. Pray for them. And then you open the door for God to work on your children. Negative talk, negative mindset, negative attitude open the devil and demons to work. But positive talks, positive mindset open the door for the Holy Spirit, the angels of God, and the Lord Himself to work in your family. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Always positive, no matter what you see. Even though they make mistakes, speak positive. And be example to your children. Amen? Amen. And definitely, if your husband cannot do that now because he is not saved, or the mom, you may need to do that for now. As a godly mom in the house. And you pray for your husband to get saved as soon as possible. Amen? Amen. Pray for them. Pray for the unsaved husband. All the young ladies in this room, if you are not married yet, I want to encourage you. Don't let your hormone control you too much. Try to get married as soon as possible. Marry a godly man. He may not be perfect, but I want to tell you, look for a man who fear God and hungry for God. He may not be perfect yet because no one is perfect, but he's going to keep growing one day. Look for a man who fear God and hungry for God. And you're going to be saved. Amen. All the single women say. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's all stand up. I'd like to pray for all the parents, all the dad and mom. And I'd like to pray for the single. Let's believe God. That God will change us. All the fathers in this room. And all the single mothers. That God will grace you. And God will send a godly father, either marry you or send the godfather that in the church, that some man that can help your children as a leader in the church to help you. We're going to believe God for the single, especially woman in this church, that they will be careful. They will fast and pray to seek the Lord's direction for their spouse instead of just getting into the relationship too fast. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all the parents in this room, whether they are fathers or mothers or single mothers in this room. Father, I pray in Jesus' mighty name that your grace shall abound. There will be, Father, responsible parents to their own kids. And they shall enjoy their children. They will commit their life to Jesus Christ. They will know God and do exploit. They will love the Word of God and really practice the Word of God. They will teach their children the word and set good example in their walk every day before their children. Father, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will remind them every day to be the good example and to be responsible. Father, I pray also for all the single in this room that they will marry the right person. Father, I have no doubt at all that you can provide for them the right spouse, that the family will be a blessing to the nation. Father, I pray that, Lord, that those single who still struggle because they need to have a spouse, Father, I pray that your grace shall abound in their life, that they will not have to worry about it, but you will provide for them at the right time. Father, we also pray for all the children in this church that they will love you. Lord, I'm glad, Father, that you don't forget the children in this church. We thank you so much. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Why don't we pray a prayer of commitment to the Lord, that we commit to grow, to progress. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we pray a prayer of commitment right now in the name of Jesus. We make a commitment to love you with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And we will study your word and filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give the mighty hand of praises to the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May God bless all of you. Amen. Have a good Father's Day.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.